house, lift your voice, and give the Lord a shout of praise. My God can do anything. God wants to do something special for you today. That's how God thinks. He wants to do something special for you today. Open your mouth and prophesy. Say, Father, God, only God, the only one that hears me, because you're the only one that is. You're the only God, true God, faithful God, present God, eternal God. And I know you're so good, and you want to do something special in me. Do something special in me. Prophesy. Come on. In the latter days, says God, in a time that turns into a different time, God said, I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. And you will prophesy. You will prophesy. Gonna live and not die. Gonna prophesy instead. 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 Health and strength into your body. God's peace in your mind. The joy of the Lord that is your strength. God, say it with me, prophesy, come on. We're obeying the word of the Lord. He said in these times, he said when you look up and you see perplexity of nations, meaning no way out, confusion, conflict, wars, rumors of wars, he said, I don't want you to be afraid, I want you to prophesy. He said, look up because your redemption is drawing nigh. It's not the close like you think, like the end. It's the end of a certain time, but the beginning of a brand new day. And there is an anointing. It's called the prophet's anointing. The prophet's anointing. Jesus replied one day, he said, when he asked the people, who do you say that I am? And Peter said, I know who you are. He said, you are the Christ. You are the Son of the living God. I know who you are. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Faith is a certainty that drives us without insecurity. Faith is a certainty that drives you without insecurity. It's a confidence that just says, God is going to do. We're going to stay right here, but I want you to go ahead and take your seats. And faith is a walk, or it's nothing but talk. Faith is a walk, or it's nothing but talk. Say, faith is a walk. There's a prophetic anointing in the house today. Faith is a walk, or it's nothing but a talk. The word says we walk by faith, not by sight. Jesus said, Peter, who do you say I am? He said, I know you are. You are the Christ. You are the Son of the living God. And I love what Jesus said, because I said, I tell you, Peter, that you're the rock, and I'll build my church on this rock, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it or overcome it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. When we stand here and we make a prophetic declaration and we say things like, no evil has any dwelling place, is not welcome, has no power. What's his name? You know, Diablo has no authority over your life. He has nothing to say. Don't think about him. Don't talk about him. Don't talk about his lies. Don't talk about what he wants to do. Don't talk about it. Give God all the praise. What we are doing is we are binding, we are forbidding on the earth that we are exclusive only to good. and that evil cannot happen. That's binding. And we do it all the time. You may not realize what you're doing, but we are, that's a prophet's anointing. We are binding on the earth. We are binding on the earth what is bound in heaven. Has no authority, has no power. Darkness has no rule over you. And it's super, super important that as the body of Christ today, we know, we really know what authority is legal in our earth, what power is forbidden, or what darkness is forbidden in the earth, and what power, and only power, is released. We have to know, so we're not as Paul said. He said, don't be two-souled or double-minded. And when you talk about God is the power, and then you talk about government is the power, and then you talk about the devil or darkness is the power, and then you talk about other people, your mind is divided. Your mind is divided. Your mind is divided. And you lose faith. You lose faith. The word says many have fallen from faith because basically they're talking about devils. That's literally what the word says. They have fallen from faith because they begin to talk about devils. We've all been in church and we know what we're talking about. They literally teach us. Many times we've been taught about devils. What the devil wants to say, what the devil wants to do, the enemy this, the enemy that. We can't even sing a song without describing what he wants to do. And the word says many have fallen from the faith because of this. Now, we don't think it is worship, but you're ascribing honor and power to something that is no power. Only God will hear you. Because only God is God. Only God will answer you because only God is God. There is no God but God. Hear, O nations of the earth, the Lord our God, there's only one. And He is God over all, in all, and through all. And He created all things. That means you and I, everything on the planet, for His purpose and for His pleasure, are created to please the Lord. Then again, the psalm says, the Lord is my shepherd, I will not want. Want isn't a position of not having. Want is a position of not using what you have. Faith. Faith is a walk. Or it's just a talk. For we walk by faith. Peter, who do you say that I am? I know who you are. There's an affirmation. There's a certainty here. That was a big word. That was a big word. For one man to say to another man, because Jesus was in human form, and say, you are the Christ, you are the Son of the living God. That was a big word. That was a big word. It took commitment. It took faith. It took putting your life on the line. When the woman reached out and touched the hem of His garment, because she said within herself, when I do that, virtue is going to flow. There is a anointing. There is a prophetic anointing virtue that in these days is going to flow. And I'll tell you why it's going to flow. Because people like me are calling for it. Just exactly like Elijah called for the famine. And then Elijah called for the rain. Elijah lived in a time, Elijah's message, his anointing was to prophesy for the people, prophesy for the people to return to God. And what calamity and what destruction they would face if they did not. Not because evil was wreaking havoc, but because they were wreaking havoc in the earth. God says, told Elijah, he said, I want you to go and present yourself to Ahab. I want you to go and show yourself to Ahab. And Elijah said, okay, I'll go. And he went and presented him. And when Ahab, who was an unrighteous king, married to Jezebel to unite kingdoms to try and make things better, Ahab saw Elijah and he said to Elijah, he said, you're the troublemaker. You're the one that troubles Israel. And Elijah said, I am not the troublemaker. You and your father are the troublemaker. And you and your father are the troublemaker, and the lineage of your father because you have denied the Lord and you have served and worshiped other gods. Elijah's anointing, we've talked about, if you've been in church at any time, or even if you haven't spent much time in church, you've probably heard about the prophet Elijah, the anointing of Elijah. In the New Testament, Elijah is talked about. So here, the king calls him the trouble, says, "You're the trouble in Israel. You're the reason there's trouble in Israel." And Elijah says, "No, the reason there's trouble in Israel is because you've forsaken God." Elijah's anointing was to call the nations, the kingdoms, to worship God. What a powerful anointing. What is the anointing of Elijah? To declare, to prophesy, to preach, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Not repent because you're bad, not repent because you're wrong, but repent because the kingdom of God is at hand. And God will right your wrong. God will make it right. There is a prophetic virtue that has to be drawn on, a prophet's anointing that has to be drawn on today, in our day. And God said by His Spirit, in the last days, I'm going to pour out my Spirit. And what it's going to do, what my Spirit is going to do, is it's going to call for a prophetic anointing. He sends your sons and your daughters, old and young, people of all nations. They're going to prophesy. And when the anointing of the Spirit of the Lord rested on Elijah, he prophesied. And what he prophesied was the fire of God. He called for the fire of God. He called for drought. He called for rain. He brought change to the climate by the word of the Lord, because a prophet's anointing is God's anointing. It doesn't belong to a man. The prophet's anointing belongs to God. The prophet's anointing is the Lord's. The prophet's anointing is sanctified by God, poured out by God, chosen by God. That's why they were called the prophets of God. The prophet's anointing is a prophetic anointing. A prophetic anointing is as a well. You can draw from that anointing. A prophet's anointing is inclined to speak for those people whose heart is prepared to obey the word of the prophet, which is the prophet's anointing, which is God's anointing. So things that would not happen will happen. Things that God has determined should happen, could happen. In the New Testament, the word says Jesus Himself set in order the apostle and the prophet. And we're going to deal with the prophet today because God said to. Absolutely, God said to. Because it's time to draw from a prophet's anointing. Jesus Himself set in order in the church apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the work of the service to minister unto the Lord, to unite the body, to come into the unity of the fullness of the Son of God. The fullness of the Son of God. Knowing Christ and walking in the fullness of Christ requires a prophet's anointing. A prophet's anointing doesn't belong to a man. A prophet's anointing is the Lord's. He chooses. And when God speaks, what He says comes to pass. But Jesus, being the Son of God, the ultimate prophet, inquired, because a prophet's anointing is as a well. It has to be drawn on. It has to be called on. And the Scriptures teach us how to do that. It's insight from God. The revelation of Jesus Christ is the Spirit of prophecy. Christ revealed is in essence the spirit of prophecy. So let's tie this together. Peter, who do you say that I am? I know who you are. Affirmative. You are the Christ. Beyond a doubt, you are the Son of the living God. Peter was prophesying by the anointing of the Father who the Son of God was. Jesus made it clear when he said, flesh and blood didn't tell you who he is. You didn't determine this based on what you know or what you've seen. He said, but you've said it because the Father told you who I am. The Father revealed who I am. A prophet's anointing. And Jesus said, in this spirit, in this flow, with this anointing, with this revelation, I will build my church. And the gates of Hades will be forbidden to touch it, to move it, to unction it, to guide it, to disrupt it, to affect it in any way. And I will give you the keys to the kingdom, or of the kingdom. I will give you the keys of the kingdom. This message to Peter, Jesus made it clear, it wasn't just those that were there, it wasn't just those in that day, it wasn't just those that were Jews or Gentiles. It's to everyone that believes, because our God is one, one Spirit, one God. God is no less inclined to anoint prophets today as he was then. He gave, Jesus gave the prophets for the work of the ministry. Jesus gave prophets to bear witness in the earth that God is in the earth, that God has anointed his prophets. Why? Because a prophet's anointing belongs to God. A prophet's anointing cries out and calls out for repentance because the kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus said right here, I'm giving you the keys to the kingdom. And whatever you lock with those keys is locked. It's bound. And whatever you loose, it's loosed. Heaven confirms it by its power, by the will of the Father. And what is the key? Jesus Christ, the revelation of Jesus Christ, is the key to the kingdom. There is no other key but Christ. There is no other door but Christ. There is no other power to unlock but Christ. The revelation of Jesus Christ is the key to the kingdom. Not just calling his name, not talking about him, not knowing that he came, but knowing the fullness. It's the same as faith. Faith without works is dead. Being alone is the body. Without the spirit is alone. There is an anointing that's coming down just as Elijah called for the rain. One day when Ahab met Elijah and he called him the troubler, Elijah said, you're the one that troubles. There's only one power that troubles the nations, and it's idolatry, as it was then, so it is today. And only people who think they are gods make gods. Only people who elevate themselves above God make themselves gods, make themselves idols, and worship them. Jesus said it isn't that the idol has anything or has any power, but it's that they have forsaken God. The prophet's anointing is in the earth today. There will be such a rain from the heavens of our God, such an outpouring of the Spirit. You're going to prophesy. You'll wake up in the morning prophesying. You'll wake up in the middle of the night prophesying. You'll declare what God wants you to know. You'll declare what God wants you to say. You'll declare what God wants you to see. And it doesn't mean that you have to have all the answers. God would prophesy to his people and tell them, go somewhere and meet the prophet. He would show them in a dream. Or he would remove a few donkeys like he did with Saul. God removed a few donkeys from Saul. His dad said to Saul, he said, Saul, the donkeys are gone. We can't find them. Go and find them. So one day, Saul took off with his servant, and he went to find the donkey, or donkeys. And they looked here, and they looked there. They looked all over, and they couldn't find them. And the servant said, God will use anybody to get you where he wants you to be. And this is what you need to know. You need to know I'm going to get there. And then you need to listen for the whisper of God's voice. Whether it comes through a prophet or God gives you a dream. But it's all connected. It's all according to the purpose. It's all according to the purpose. And He is the purpose. God will get you there. Paul, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, he said, listen, I'm warning you, don't be conflicted in your mind. Don't be two-souled. A double-minded individual is unstable in all their ways. They can't receive anything of God, even though God's sending it. The woman said, I'm drawing virtue. And the word says, when she touched the hem of Christ's garment, she drew virtue, and there's a reason. There's something within the anointing of God that gives you the bucket to draw from the well. And it's not what you want. It's not that you want a prophetic word. God will trouble you. To need, to desire a word from the Lord. God will trouble your spirit. He will stir your spirit. Did you need a word from the Lord? Because it's a prophetic anointing, Jesus said, that is going to bring to pass that season that God has declared, the kingdom of God manifest, the glory of the Lord. And if we don't know what to believe, how can we believe it? Jesus said, how can they believe the gospel except I send a preacher? And how can the preacher go except he be sent? We have an incredible call in the earth, and that's to declare the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. It's what we talk about all the time, being saved. But being saved isn't the end of the line, it's the beginning of the line. And whether you're wondering or not, the word of the Lord is the prophet's anointing is necessary in this day. The anointing of Elijah, Jesus said, it's been prophesied. Jesus knew it was His word that brought it. Jesus said it's been prophesied that Elijah would come back before the day of the Lord. And Jesus ascended, or Elijah and Moses descended and were on the mount with Jesus, but that's not what Jesus was talking about. Because Jesus said this, John, that preaches repentance for the kingdom of God is at hand. He is that Elijah. He is that Spirit. He is that anointing. If you will believe. He is that anointing if you will believe. You need the prophetic word of the Lord to take you where God wants you to go. You need the voice of God. My sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Prophecy isn't an option. It isn't something maybe we get, maybe we need, maybe we do. Jesus Himself said, this is what's going to happen to bring the dawn of a new day. There will be an outpouring of my Spirit on all flesh, and you're going to prophesy. You're going to hear the word of the Lord. You're going to dream dreams. You're going to see visions. No one is going to escape. Young, old, rich, poor, every end of the world, from one end to the other, top to bottom, inside and out, there is an outpouring of God's Spirit. It is determined by the word of the Lord. Hear God to tell us how to draw from that well. First of all, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength. For this is all the law and the prophets. And there is only one God. There is no power but of God. No power. And those powers which be are ordained of God. Ordained of God means God's in authority. Fear not, for the Lord your God is with you. You know why God said that? Doesn't matter who the enemies are. I made them. I created them. I made all things for my purpose and for my pleasure. They were and they are created. We are worshipers of God in this house, and God alone. We glorify the Lord and the Lord alone. We know we can hear His voice because He said so, but we know we have to employ our faith to walk in that revelation. Upon this revelation, what is that revelation? What are those keys? Jesus, you are the Christ. You are the Son of the living God. You are the fullness of all things. And you dwell and abide in me. The key that looses is what we've done in this house. Only good will happen to me. Only good will befall me. We're not rolling the dice. We're not spinning the wheel. We're saying of the Lord, only good will happen to me. Only good will befall me. Why? Because the word says the blessing of the Lord, it makes rich and adds no sorrow with it. The Lord is my shepherd, I will not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quieted waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I don't fear it, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. My cup runs over. Only goodness and mercy will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the presence of the Lord now and forever. That's a foundation to draw on the anointing of God. What we refer to as the airway, and God will heal the homes, and God will restore what He has started. Elijah prophesied, and he said to Ahab, an ungodly, unrighteous king. The word says he did more evil than all the kings of Israel before him. How merciful a God to let him hear the word of the Lord. And the prophet Elijah said, he said, there will be no rain nor dew on the earth except by my word. This wasn't man's word. This is God's word. And what God's saying is, I will establish the economy. I will establish the world. I will establish the seasons. I will establish all my will by my word. God created man, you and I, men and women, people of all nations, for His purpose. And He created us to pull on heaven. That's why we take this rope and we do what we do. It references exactly what God says. It's a revelation to me. I'm as tied to heaven as this rope is tied to me. I'm as close to heaven, and it's as much in my hands as this rope is to me. Because Jesus said the kingdom of God isn't someplace that you're not. The kingdom of God is right where you are. The kingdom of God is within you. Great days are on us. Great days are before us. And the word of the Lord that Elijah prophesied came to pass. And the word says God spoke to him. And he said, I want you to go by the brook Cithron, by the ravine there. And he said, I'm going to take care of you. I'll give you water. I'll give you bread. And I'll give you meat. Bread and meat in the morning, bread and meat in the night. And I'll command the ravens to feed you. Do you see how significant it is when you live by the word of the Lord? Elijah expected to hear from God. And he heard from God. And the word says God did exactly as he said, morning and evening. There was bread, and there was meat, and there was water, and God said it. So God cut off one portion, and then God led the man of God again. Why? God could have continued to have the brook flow. He could have continued to have the ravens bring him meat and bread just like he had. But God wants the man of God to live by the word of God, and God wants people to draw from his anointing. God wants people to believe by faith for the unusual, the unreasonable, the seemingly impossible, that God bears witness that he is the Lord among his people, that he bears witness that there is a God, one God, true God, faithful God, a hearing God, an honoring God, an answering God, that does wonders in the earth. Scripture tells us that he obeyed the word of the Lord. Every time Elijah did what he did, he put his life on the line. This man lived with his life on the line. He held nothing back. He gave it all. His lifeline was the word of the Lord. His lifeline was what God said. And the driving force in the man was what God told him to say and what God told him to do. And God gave him great power. And God said in the latter days, there's going to be great power in the earth. He said, you'll have the power to bless. He said, kings, nations of the earth will look at you and they will declare, you are the ones that are blessed. Not we, the kings, you. As he did with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. As he did with David. As he did with Daniel. People will point their finger at the people of God and say, you are the ones that are blessed. Who is this God you serve? We're not in a time where it's coming to an end and everybody just abandons God except a handful of people. We are in a day and an age where there is an outpouring of the Spirit yet to be filled in the earth and a great reviving, a great awakening. The dead will rise, the blind will see, the lame will walk, the dumb will hear and speak and declare the word of the Lord. Because God said so. Say, God said so. You can even say it to someone you want. God said so. God said so. Because the word of the Lord is all the purpose. The word of the Lord is all the purpose. The word of the Lord is all the purpose. So we went down to the woman. He sees her. She's gathering sticks. And I preach this many times. But today I'm going to hand you the bucket. It's up to you whether or not you take it. And he says to her, bring me some water, if you would. And she said, yes, I will. And so she went to get water. And the word says, as she was going, Elijah then said, bring me also bread. All Elijah knew what God said. And Elijah's lifeline was on the word of the Lord. And nothing else mattered to him. He knew God could consume companies of 50 that came to kill him if he called fire down. He had already lived in a time where famine took place in throughout the earth because the word of the Lord was in his mouth. This was a man who had a prophet's anointing. And what was that anointing? He knew that he was anointed to prophesy. Do you know? You may not prophesy what you're to do, but God's going to speak through you and tell you where to go to hear what you need to hear. And he's going to show you how to draw on a prophet's anointing. This is a day where as Jesus walked in the earth and they realized if we touch his garment, we can get healed too. There was a day when they said, if we get a piece of Paul's clothing, we can get healed. It was the prophet's anointing, and the prophet's anointing belongs to God. It doesn't belong to man. So she gathered up some sticks, took them, went and got him water, and he said, bring me some bread also. And the word says she stopped. And she said, as the Lord God lives, I don't have any bread. She said, what I have a jar full of flour and a jug of, I'm not full, I have a jar with a little flour in it and I have a jug with a little oil in it and that's all I have. And the reason I'm gathering the sticks that I'm gathering is I'm going to take it home and me and my son are about to eat our last meal and then we're going to die. And Elijah said, no. And this is what he said. He said, this is what the Lord says. Because the prophet's anointing says what the Lord says. Now, prophets can prophesy. You may not hear it. Because there's something connected. To they that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord says to the church. This is what the Lord says. Go make for me first. And he said, and then make for you and your son. Elijah wasn't willing to take the last morsel of bread out of the woman and her son's mouth and watch them die. He had a prophet's anointing. The word to stir up the world, to cause drought or to cause rain, to cause fire to come down from heaven. To see the hand of the Lord do wonders in the earth that we desperately need to see. Our technology isn't our miracle from God. Our miracle from God is the hand of God doing what technology cannot do, what man can't fathom in his mind, what no one can figure out or work out on a computer or a blackboard. What we're talking about is the outpouring of the anointing of God in a day, in an age where man lifts up himself and worships himself and God says, step aside, there's a famine in the land, but watch the hand of the Lord remove the drought and give you more than you ask for. Great God. Got to praise Him. Got to worship Him. Got to thank Him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So she went and did, the word says, as he said. And he said, this is what's going to happen. He said, you go do and you make for me first. And he said, this is the word of the Lord. This is what God says. He said, after you've done what I've told you to do, he said, you go make for you and your son, because when you go back after obeying the word of the Lord, after heeding the prophetic word of God, you will continue to have bread day after day after day. You'll continue to have oil day after day after day. What God is doing is he's turning your bread of death into the bread of life by the word of the Lord, because the words of God are spirit and life. That last meal is not going to be the end. It's going to be the beginning of many more to come. The word says she went and did as the prophet said. She made the bread. She brought it to him, and her son and Elijah ate as God had said. I prepared a woman. I have prepared a woman, prophet of God, to sustain you. God sustained them both. What is the anointing of the prophet? To bring us all into the unity of the faith. Everyone has their part. The giver and the receiver become one. The prophetic word and the listener become one. They become partnered in the word of God because God has said, and if you ignore it, you never see what God said he wanted to bring to pass. Has nothing to do with what you have or don't have. Has nothing to do with what you've been through or haven't been through. God has walked you through every single step in your life to bring out something that is necessary that God deems valuable in you. Something God says, this is necessary in your walk because there's a day coming when I'm going to send a word of the Lord and I'm going to speak to you and you're going to have what it takes. You need the bucket to be able to draw from that well. When the woman reached out and touched the hem of Jesus' garment, she didn't just have faith. She had a sacrifice. She had her life she laid on the line. She partnered with God. She laid her life down for Jesus. Just like Jesus said, take up my cross, lay your life down, and follow me. It was a prophet's anointing. She didn't know what she was doing. She hadn't planned it, but she said within herself, meaning the Spirit of the Lord quickened her and said, reach out, lay your life on the line. Become one with the anointing. He's about to do it for you. And if you do, just as it was with Elijah, you will live and you will not die. She was terrified. She was afraid. She was unclean. Everything that could be wrong in that occasion was wrong with the woman. You may think everything in your life is wrong for a miracle, but it's the perfect setting for the word of the Lord. It's the perfect setting for the prophet's anointing. The prophet's anointing belongs to God, not to man. Honor the anointing of the prophet, and God will feed you with bread from heaven. The word says he touched his garment and she was cowardice, but that anointing, that prophetic anointing will drive you to do things that will humble you, that will cause you to walk through shaking, trembling knees, weak ankles, weak hands, sweaty face. Because the prophet's anointing is God's anointing. And it is the creative force of all that exists, ever has, and ever will, and there's only one God it belongs to. He is the creator of all that is and was and will ever be, and there is no other God, and there is no other power in all of the earth. Do you hear me? There is no power but God. It doesn't matter how many evil men and women run in the earth. It doesn't matter how many demons and devils float through the sky. It just doesn't make any difference. They're all powerless except God give them power, and whatever he empowers to his will. Not your demise. Jesus didn't come to make life rough. He said, I came to make the crooked way straight and the rough smooth. Learn of me. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. You'll find rest to your soul. The woman brought Elijah the bread, a small cake. It's all she had. And she went back, and the word says, she went back, and there was more, and there was more, and there was more, and there was more, and there was more. It's not what you store up for yourself. It's what you become dependent on. And what she was dependent upon every single day was exactly what fed her that first day, the word of the Lord. God has said he will surely bring it to pass, for the word of the Lord is sure. What did she do? She laid her life on the line. She honored the word of the Lord. She didn't go just get or ask. She says, I'm partnering my life with your life. Because in reality, we either both live or we both die. And she said, according to the word of the Lord, according to your word, anointed prophet of God, so be it. And she laid her life on the line. This prophetic anointing requires a call of honor, a call of servitude unto God, a call of coming and being united. Just as Jesus said, the anointing of the prophet is to bring in unity, to come together, to bring a partnership between men and women. Amen. God in heaven and earth. It is the doing of the will and the word of the Lord. And it is alive today in the earth. Hear God and believe His word. What did she have? What she had wasn't much, but it was all she had, which meant it was all of her strength. It was all her wealth. It was her future. She's a mama. Is a mama going to give the last morsel of bread to a stranger? She had to go beyond her doubts and her fears. Why? Because God said, I prepared her heart. When she hears the word of the Lord, she will know it and she will do whatever I say. Because when you speak, she's not going to see a man. She's going to hear the voice and see the face of God. She will know that I have come to do what I have said. I will take care of the widows and be a father to the fatherless. God's so good. She partnered with the man. She honored the man of God. She honored the prophet's anointing. And she drew from heaven. And the unreasonable, unusual, unimaginable took place. Day after day after day after day until she didn't need it anymore. The bread was there. But every single day she was dependent on the word of the Lord. It takes faith, a special kind of faith. Here's the strength that I have, and this is what I'm giving to you kind of faith. If you sow sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly. If you sow bountifully, you're going to reap bountifully. We want to hear God speak, but are we willing to draw? Did you bring a bucket to draw from the waters of life? Jesus said, here is a generation. And hear me describe it. He said, this generation, and so it is today, this generation is like children who are piping to their fellow people, their fellow friends, their brothers and sisters, saying, come and dance with us. But they will not dance. Are you ready to dance with the prophet? Are you ready to dance with the prophetic anointing? Are you ready to play the song that is being played? Are you ready to come together? A dance means we come together in the unity of the harmony of the sound that is coming out of heaven. Jesus said, I need someone to dance with the prophet's anointing. Are you ready to dance? Lift up your hands. Pull up your pants. Get your dancing shoes on. Get ready to say, the Spirit of the Lord has lit me this way. I hear the sound of heaven. I hear a sound from the kingdom of God. God is doing a new thing. He's doing a brand new thing. God tells Elijah, go up, it's time. He goes up, he meets Ahab. He says, hey. He said, bring all your prophets. All 450 of them, your prophets. Not the prophets of God. Bring them. See, Elijah had to lay his life on the line because he knew Ahab wanted to kill him. Whatever your strength is, that's your bucket. Whatever it is. Can be a handful of meal. If that's your strength. Whatever your strength is, you say to the Lord, that's your bucket. Say, that's my bucket. What can I do? What can I do? That's your bucket. That's your bucket. So Elijah meets Ahab and he says, bring your prophets, all 450 of them. And he said, I give you first go. Here's two sacrifices. Choose one and offer it to your God. And he said, here's a word. Whoever answers by fire is God. Now, Ahab, you've decided in joining allegiance with this Jezebel to make gods, false gods, foreign gods, make idols unto Baal. And that's who you've been worshiping. And the word of the Lord is against you because you have not kept the word of the Lord. Bring your prophets. The word says they brought. He brought the 450 prophets. They gathered together. They built the altar. The 450 ungodly prophets of Baal built the altar, sacrificed, screamed from morning till noon. Nothing. Cut themselves, which was their custom. Screamed to their God. At some point, Elijah began to say, maybe he is on a trip. Maybe he's busy somewhere. Maybe your God is asleep, or maybe he just got tired. Maybe he needed a break. Maybe he needed a rest. And at the end, the word says, Elijah says, it's my turn. He puts the altar. He builds the altar. The stones representing the tribes of Israel. And he lays the sacrifice on the altar. And then Elijah says, God, that they may know that there is a God in Israel, that they may know that I am a prophet of the Lord. There is a prophet's anointing that will change society, that will change the economy, that will change this world from a time of unknown to a time of absolute knowing what God has said, from misdirection to absolute clear direction, from uncertainty to God has said, it shall come to pass. That's the world you're looking into. That's what God is going to do in the earth, and it is going to require those that know how to get the bucket to draw from the well of the prophet's anointing. This is that hour. So the word says he takes jar after jar after jar. He drenches the sacrifice and runs in the trench that he had dug around it. And he calls upon God. The fire of God comes down and it consumes everything. Word says it consumed the wood, it consumed the sacrifice, it consumed the stones, it consumed the dust, it licked up the dust and all the water that was in the trench. God answered by fire. They do away with the unrighteous prophets. There were no prophet at all. And the word says that Elijah said to Ahab, it's going to rain. Remember, Ahab said, it's not going to rain except by the word of the Lord. So again, Ahab, unrighteous king, who the word says did more evil than all the kings before him. It doesn't matter who's in charge. Only God is God. But it's the prophet's anointing that says, look at what you should be looking at and listen to what you should be listening to, because God never relinquished his authority in the earth. He is fully God, fully present, fully empowered, and his will fully be brought to pass. What God has said he would do, he will do. He said, you better go up and eat because I'm telling you it's going to rain. The word says, and he went, he bowed before the Lord, put his face between his knees and began to call on God. And he told his servant, go look for rain. And he said, servant came back and said, there's no rain, there's no rain. He said, I don't want to hear no rain anymore. You go back, you go seven times. You go seven times. And on the seventh time, you will see rain. You will return to me with a word from the Lord. It takes a big bucket to do big things. To whom much is given, much is required. Seventh time the servant comes and says, there's a little cloud. It looks like it's about the size of a man's hand rising. And Elijah said, that's the word of the Lord. He didn't have to see a lot. He just had to know he spoke by the prophet's anointing, because the prophet's anointing is God's anointing. And the word says that the anointing of God, that the rain of God came, and he saw clouds, and he told Ahab, he said, you better get in your chariot, you better get out of here. You better go to Jezreel because he said the rain is coming. And if you don't go now, you won't be able to make it. And the word says the sky was black with clouds and it began to pour, a torrential downpour of rain that just saturated the ground. And in one day's time, ended the drought, one day's time. Rivers flowed, lakes were full, ponds were full, ravines flowed. In one day's time. And there was a significance to the word of the Lord. Elijah gave the unrighteous king, the unrighteous ruler, he gave him a head start. And he told him to get in his chariot and ride like the wind. And the word says the Spirit of the Lord came on the prophet. And the word says that the prophet Elijah took his robe and he tucked it into his belt and he ran. And he ran past Ahab and he ran into the gates of the city Jezreel because the Spirit of the Lord came on him. We are in the dawning of a day where the anointing word of the prophet, the anointing prophetic word of God will outrun every contender in the race. No matter how far ahead they may seem, no matter how much longer they've been on that trail or on that road, no matter how much longer they've been running towards the finish line, the anointing power of God is an anointing that outruns the competition every single time. The Lord is the winner. Prepare to run the race that is set before you. You will win it. You will gain the prize. God will be glorified. This is the hour of the Lord. This is that day. Honor the Lord. Honor His anointing. Get the biggest bucket, whatever bucket God has given you. It's not time to come in and just sit and hear and dance around or walk away or say we'll try it again. It's time to say, I mean business. Jesus said, surely there were a lot of widows in the time of Elijah. But God sent him to only one, Jesus said. There were a lot of widows. But Elijah was only sent to one. And why was that? She had a big bucket. She didn't have much. But what made her bucket so big was whatever she had, whatever her strength was. To bless the man, she blessed the anointing of God because God told her, this is the man of God. This is my anointing. Jesus also said, there were a lot of lepers in the day of Elijah and Elisha. But only one man, Naaman, was healed. Why? Because when the man came, he said, I've got a treasure trove to honor the anointing of the prophet. Now, they didn't always know what they were doing. But I'm telling you, when there's someone in the house with a big bucket to believe, God will honor the man. If he has to speak to an unrighteous individual, if he has to talk to someone that doesn't know God from Adam, he'll get you there. He's either going to turn you in the direction you need to go, you turn around, or you will go around. But one way or another, he's going to get you there. The question is which way do you choose to go? Did you bring a big bucket? Honor God's anointing. Honor the prophet's anointing. Seek for the word of the Lord and be ready to give your strength. Naaman said, I've got a treasure trove to give the man. We've got garments, we've got gold, we've got silver. Now the prophet may not always take it, but you got to be willing to bring a big bucket. What do you mean? It takes your strength. Whatever that is, however minimal or however great you think it is, it takes your strength.
Worship the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, your strength. Don't you dare offer God a thimbleful of water and ask Him to send an abundance of rain. You better find the biggest bucket you have and say, here is my strength, Lord. I'm pouring out my strength before you. My life is on the line. My honor is on the line. My faith is on the line. That's what it takes to walk in that kind of prophetic anointing. The prophets aren't gone. The prophetic anointing remains as it was then. But where are the people with the bucket? I'm asking you. Who do you say He is? He is the key of life. He is the key that unlocks every door. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the mighty God. He is the Holy One. People are saying, where are the prophets? They're all around. But where are the believers? God said, I prepared this widow woman. You speak the word, she'll be there to do it. Even if her life depends on it, and it will, she'll give you her strength. Gotta give Him your strength. Peter, who do you say I am? Put your life on the line here. I've heard who some think I am. Tell me who I am. Put your life on the line. You know what it was to call a man God? If he wasn't God, you'd be stoned to death. You are the Christ. You are the Son of the living God. Says, that's what I want. I want that prophetic anointing in the house of God. I want it outside the house of God. I want it in the streets. I want it in the marketplaces. I want it at the filling stations. I want it in business. I want it in television. I want it in film. I want it in every industry throughout the world. I want it in science. I want it in the hospitals. The word of the Lord will raise the dead, heal the sick, and restore the brokenhearted. Hearing this word because this is the hour that it is. You're hearing this word so you may have knowledge and understanding. You're hearing this word so you can believe. Faith without a walk is no more than talk. But the word of the Lord is yes and amen. I've pondered for years, I've listened for God, and I've noticed seasons of drawing. Kings would have an anointing, even an unrighteous king, to draw on the prophetic word of the Lord. They had a king's anointing because they were going to affect many lives. Today, it may be a president, it may be a businessman, it may be a CEO, it may be someone that wields authority or is going to bring change into the world, or someone that doesn't even know, like Saul. When Saul comes before the prophet, he says, what do we have? Because the servant said, go and ask the prophet because he knows and he'll be able to tell you. And Saul said, we don't have anything to bring the prophet. What does that mean? Well, I have to bring a bucket if I'm going to ask a word. And I've thought, I've inquired, I've listened, I've studied. And one day God spoke to me and he said, they didn't bring a bucket. How can I fill it? They came empty-handed. When the woman who came to the prophet and said, my sons are about to be sold because my husband died, and we can't pay our debt, he said, go get every vessel you can. You're going to have to bring. How much do you want filled? The prophet's anointing requires a partnership of your faith and of your strength. You have to be willing to pour it out, to do what others aren't doing, to see what others may not be seeing. And we need the prophet's anointing because Jesus said so. In the last days, there will be an outpouring. He didn't say, I'm going to do it just because. He said, I'm going to do it because you're going to believe for it. Peter stood up and he said, this is that in my day. This is that outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I want you to go up to the upper room. I want you to assemble together, and I want you to do something that's difficult for most people to do. I want you to come together in one mind, in one accord, and I want you to wait there for the power of the Holy Spirit to fill you. And when the Holy Spirit comes, he does what he says, and he says what he does. And what he did in that day is he spoke the wonders of God. The word said every people of every language heard them all saying the same thing. They spoke of the wonders of God. And from that day forward, God began to do wonders in the earth. This is the hour of the prophet's anointing. This is the greatest season of your life. Bring a bucket and believe the word of the Lord. Give the Lord a shout of praise in the house this morning. You can stand with me to you. On your feet today. God, we give you praise for your word. Father, we give you praise for the anointing spirit that's going to outrun even those that have gone on before, those that are unwilling to heed the word of the Lord. We're not standing still. The prophet's anointing said, no more false gods, no more fake gods. There is a want in the land. Not because there is not enough, but because there is little faith in the earth. Man is dependent upon man, and they pulled against one another. And they've stripped one another. Instead of saying, let me be the strength and the help, esteeming one more highly than themselves. Instead of the heart of God, they have shown the heart of flesh. And the Lord says, bring the flesh and make it a sacrifice before me. Offer it on the altar of God. I pull upon the heavens of God today and call. I call for the prophetic anointing of God that throughout the earth will speak the word of the Lord. From one place, as we stand, we'll speak throughout the earth also the word of the Lord. And prophesy no more false gods that the people will believe, but I prophesy that they will fall in their ignorance. What they try to sell, when they open their doors, their shelves will be empty. They'll not sell the lies. And even when they try, the word of the Lord will come and say, nay. And Ananias, it is not so. Why have you lied to the Holy Spirit? Don't fear a world that you think you see because of what man decides to do today, but know that God will cause righteousness to rule in his earth. God will bring down the idolatry. The poles of Asherah and the altars of foreign gods that are no gods will be torn down. They parade themselves in arrogance. They shame themselves in the earth. But the Lord says, that is not my word to fulfill you. My word is in you. And my word in you will bring to pass what I have said I would do in the earth. You've seen unrighteousness become exceedingly unrighteousness. Prophesy the word of righteousness and repentance in the earth, for the kingdom of God is at hand, and the Lord will do wonders in his earth. You are the Lord's own chosen of God. Anointed for an hour such as this. Night and day will close to itself, and the Lord will bring a new day. The Lord will close a new day with a new vision for a morning unlike you have known before.
These are truly the greatest seasons of our lives. God, we praise you in your mighty name. We worship you, God of heaven and earth. We pull upon the heavens of God for an outpouring that's going to span across the globe. It's been said the wealth of the wicked was laid up for the righteous. And let us prophesy that God will turn over companies of immense magnitudes of wealth and influence. And he will tell them, pour from your pitcher into these pitchers whom the Lord has sent, because he has spoken his word. To those the Lord has prepared to hear the word, they will hand over their bread, and the Lord will sanctify it. They will pour their wine into your cup, and the Lord will sanctify it. They will bring their strength as an offering to you to receive the blessing of the Lord from you. This is what the Lord says. They will call you the blessed in the earth. We pull upon the heavens of God. Darkness is bound. It has no worth. It has no power. It has no say-so. And the glory of God's anointing is released in the earth. It has all say-so, all power. And God be glorified in the earth. Father, we give you praise. There's a prophet's anointing in this place to rest on you, to give you dreams, to open your eyes to see, your ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has said. God is so good. People will think they know who you are when they've never met you before. People will feel that anointing of God and be drawn to it. You already know not to look at what man shows you, but to look for what God says. He will show you. Father, we praise you in this place. You're in the house today, or you're viewing today, and you have a hunger for the word of the Lord. Your days are changing. Your times, your hunger, your passion for the word of the Lord. Terry, your hunger for the word, the passion for the right of God, you're pouring into. Your days of fasting will turn into days of feasting. Your days of wonder will turn into days of wonder. This is the hour of God's outpouring. Chris, because you have poured out your heart and you have said, I will turn myself upside down to honor the Lord, spite myself, God will honor you. You're coming into the greatest days of a prophetic anointing that you have ever. You will hear God say a portion, and the man of God will fulfill the portion that you did not hear. There is a unity from heaven till we all come into the unity of the faith. This is the word to you. They'll say to you, we have heard of how well you have believed. How well you believed. We ourselves are not believers, but we are told your faith is so great that you can do what you say. So do it and show us that God is with you. And the Lord will make proof of his faith through his word to you and through you. And one after another will fall prey to your faith and your obedience. And the Lord will be glorified. Even as the prophet led the blind that came to destroy the prophet, and he led them into the king's court.
not to destroy, but to bring the peace of God and fulfill the word of the Lord, to show that God is with his people. So it is, and so it is today. So God's strength is with us. Father, we praise you. We worship you, mighty God. Lift up your voice in this house and glorify God. Worship the Lord in this place. Exalt him. Exalt his name. Glorify the God who created you, who called you, who chose you, who anointed you, who purposed you, who empowered you, who redeemed you, who loved you, who has sent you into the world. There are wolves in sheep's clothing, but the Lord will shave them. He will shave them. He will bear what they are. And in their shame, they will say, the Lord has done it. And God will be glorified. For you were sent as sheep among wolves. But you are not given prey to them. Because God's raised you up and said, I'll show and make you a witness that I am God with you. And that the Lord loves his own, all that will call on his name. This is the hour of a prophetic anointing. And that anointing belongs to God. Give the Lord praise in the house this morning.